Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Monday, November 19, 2018. It is 1 p.m. and we're assembled in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room for a legal counsel update. Item number one is authorization to attend executive sessions for Commissioner-elect Fowler. And we've got a letter here to Mr. Fowler, if anybody's had a chance to look at it, review it. And I think we just need, do you need a board order or anything for that, or just?
Board consensus, and I can go ahead and send the letter.
Board consensus, okay.
This has been done at least the last two cycles. I know I got a letter when I was elected, and I think both Commissioners Morgan and DeYoung got letters, and so this is the continuation of the
established tradition. Any questions on that? Commissioner Morgan?
I just wanted to make sure whatever the means was, we did it.
This is the means.
Got it.
I'll go ahead and get that to him.
Yep, okay. Item number two is contract with Securus Technologies, Inc. for adult jail inmate telephone and video services.
Yep, so due to scheduling, this was something that normally would have gone to an admin meeting. Of course, last week, there was no admin meeting. It's headed for the business session tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there is a long history that I'm talking real fast now, but it is probably pretty important for the board, I mean, given the size of the contract and the significance of it, to get the history on this that I think they're prepared to provide. But okay. I did want to just emphasize, I know I said it kind of fast, but this is, if the board, unless the board has an issue today, this is headed for tomorrow's business session.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. Okay. That having been said, guys, go ahead. You're on the on the stick.
Just here to answer any questions. Is there any questions about the product that we're actually getting?
How's it different than what you have? Is it just an upgrade?
It's a 180-degree upgrade. The equipment's far better. The service is better. The technology is up to date. And will actually help us. It'll help us, and it'll help law enforcement agencies.
Is this a different agency than we've had before?
It is. We're currently going with Turnkey.
Okay.
And unfortunately enough, Turnkey doesn't have a very good track record as far as service goes, and the equipment is faltering. And to get good technicians out to repair, it's just it's kind of a real chore. So. We can't depend on them. And if the system goes down, then we're dealing with inmates that are upset because they can't communicate with their families. And so then we've got added liability with that. And Securus has a proven track record and it looks pretty good. And we've been looking at this for over a year now.
Okay. How long is this shelf life on this stuff? I mean, how long have you had the present system? 10 years?
I want to say 10 years at least.
Okay.
And we've had more problems with it. You know, we're currently having problems with it, and it's just it's never ending. Securus's technology is state of the art. The actual communication boxes that go into the cell blocks, you can pretty much, they're fairly indestructible. The ones that we have now with Turnkey, we get people to get upset and one punch knocks the whole system out. And when I mean literally one actual punch.
I bet that makes them popular.
Right. And the bad thing about that is when one system goes down, then that alienates that cell block, and in order to have people communicate, we have to move them to different cell blocks. So it's a real task when one of those breaks.
Is this paid for out of the commissary? How is this paid for? Is there a special funding stream?
It's a percentage because they'll be handling our phone. So that's all paid for through
right.
the profits that they make off the phone. So right. we won't pay anything for it to be installed.
Yeah. How, you said it would help officers? How so?
The technology that it has, one of many, has voice recognition technology. When people are booked into the facility, they read one sentence and that's all it takes to print their voice. So if I wanted to know if Corp of Lawyers made a phone call using somebody else's PIN number, which happens all the time, it would go just off his voice. So any phone calls he made, it would pick up his voice no matter what PIN number he used in the facility.
Securus is used nationwide,
It is.
It's pretty extensive.
They're based out of Houston, Texas. And it's been over a year that we've actually been looking at this, and it's just taken quite a while.
Does this have capabilities for growth, for instance, if we went from 185 to 225 people?
Yeah, it would handle a full jail. It would handle whatever we needed. So they're able to adapt that quick.
What's been the biggest thing that you've been surprised by in this process?
Actually, I think it's just the making sure that everything is in line to do the trade over. Because if there's one area that's held up, then that could cause a backlog for us. And they came out and shown us step by step exactly how they can do it and do the transition. And I totally believe, I've talked to people that have had that done, and it was fairly seamless for them.
So that's a big deal.
It is.
When would they be done by, did you say?
They said it would probably take about a month, month and a half to get the full transfer over. So, and that's because they do it in stages. Kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
So is there no cost to the county for this?
Correct.
Great. That's the key thing for me.
I would say once it's online, you should probably come over and we can give you kind of a...
Sure, that'd be great.
It's really interesting. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Okay, so you want to just move this forward to the WBS?
Well, it's on it.
It's on it.
It's on there for okay.
Not really an option at this point.
Okay. Item number 3, contract with GovPayNet for process credit card services associated with Securus contract.
That's right. So GovPayNet is going to be handling the credit card processing. It's a separate contract, but this too was on today as we were talking about the issue and is headed for tomorrow's business session as well.
Okay.
So related contract.
Any questions on that?
No, I think that's good.
Okay, thank you. Item number 4, congressional correspondence regarding BLM land exchange.
After a request of Cy Jamison, who has already engaged the office of Congressman DeFazio, this letter is presented for the board's consideration. It was important to Mr. Jamison that all 3 members of the board be included as signatories here, and so we presented this. I did vet the letter. He sent us a draft. I sent him a draft. He commented, and so we incorporated all the edits that he wanted to see in this draft of the letter. As you can see, it is addressed to specifically Congressman DeFazio. Down at the very bottom, though, in small print, we do have the rest of the Oregon delegation CC'd on the letter. And so...
You're bringing up your letter because my letter has everybody.
It was changed.
There's the latest draft.
Based on size.
Recommendation because it's all taking place in District 4.
Yes, I haven't gotten confirmation on that. I think so, but before we...
There's nothing in District 2.
As far as I know, yeah.
It's all in District 2. Well,
The
only thing in Josephine County that's in District 2 is the 10 precincts proper of Grants Pass. Mm. Everything else is DeFazio's. I'm almost 100% sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we're good. It's all District 4.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. There was, we have to correspond with Cy. That Sprague Seed Orchard was not my intent to have that on the list. This is a draft piece of legislation, so it's not carved in stone. Not circulating a Dear Colleague letter back in D.C. saying these are the things that are going on it. But that'll change the amount of acres looking to be exchanged with the BLM to the county pretty significantly. It's like 100-some acres. I don't even know how big it is. But the other thing that may not have made the final list that should have is the Wildlife Images piece of property. We're double-checking on whether or not one group thinks it's in the version, another group thinks that it might not be. We're going to double-check. That is really the whole reason.
That's
critical.
That's the biggie there.
While we're at it, we should do
clean
up the other messes. So those 2 clarification points are absolutely key. Tomorrow's weekly business session doesn't go too long. I've got an interview with the Mail Tribune tomorrow at 10:30 to kind of go over the finer points and try to clarify that.
Okay, so you're talking leaving Sprague out and making sure Wildlife Images is in.
Yeah, Sprague doesn't really fit the criteria of what affording more recreational opportunities. It's not, it's going to be fire camp, hopefully not forever, but whatever we would choose to have done with it, it's just like the Boy Scout camp at Lake Selmac. Sorry, it's fire camp now. That's the place that we always have it, so. I'm fine with signing the letter just the way it is, unless, of course, we can tweak the number of acres and the draft bill. It's our draft bill. It's been circulated. it might be advantageous to say, here's an updated copy with the reduction in acres in this letter.
Sure.
Not perpetuate it one more time, but solve it with this. It could be pretty easy.
We'll get hot on that, and then we'll have the, we can all see the utility of this letter that, you know, at this particular stage of the process, so I'll endeavor to get that to you, like, before we all leave the courthouse today.
Is there any deadline on this at all?
ASAP.
So I'm just curious, because we got the letter back from a citizen saying Seed Orchard, you're mentioning it, but it's not in here.
No, we're going to change that. That's what I'm suggesting.
Changing what document?
The acres and the draft bill.
Okay, so I don't think I've seen the draft bill.
Okay.
That's the reference that I'm missing.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, there's a spreadsheet that you have seen that did include these elements.
Yes.
But somehow, you know, DC's a long ways away.
Yeah, lost in translation.
So we'll get it.
I'm okay with the letter.
I know there's been curiosity kind of expressed about citizen kind of participation in the process. Should we look at putting it on an agenda at some point, that's something the board would discuss?
Yeah, I think we should definitely line out some sort of an opportunity. This is nothing that we've done in the recorded, you know, we haven't done this in a while. Mm. I know that Coos County just went through something similar. It's something other counties do, I wouldn't say on a routine basis, but there's a provision that affords local governments the opportunity for recreational purposes to do this specific kind of land transfer. It's been done before to solve management challenges. I'm wondering whether or not we almost treat it like not as official of adopting an ordinance, but you know, have an opportunity for like a land use element of people to just specifically comment on this one item, you know.
Does that open it up to, there's a number of different properties involved here. So do they pick and choose? I mean, I had some concern over a Sprague Seed Orchard.
Yeah.
From a constituent.
Right.
And once we change this and put wildlife images back into it, do we give them the public an opportunity to just chime in on the whole thing or just different aspects?
I think so. Yeah, the whole thing as fixed, the fixed product. And we'll give a presentation on it. Here's what we're looking to do. You know, probably Sarah and myself, and help from Wally's office and property management. And
well, the concern, the person that called me, I had concern about the Sprague turning into a park, and I kind of reminded him, I said, you know, that there's got to be a focal point to a park. For instance, Indian Mary's on the Rogue River, White Horse is on the Rogue River, Tom Pierce is on the Rogue River. You know, there's got to be an attraction there, Lake Selmac or whatever, and Sprague Seed Orchard really doesn't have an element out there. I mean, it's not the biggest ball of string or anything out there. I mean, really isn't anything.
That doesn't really fit our portfolio.
It doesn't fit I think that's the main thing. Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's put it on sooner rather than later, you say?
Yes.
Well, we've got calendars in front of us.
Well, the next WBS after this one is going to be our second reading, and we'll be pretty plugged up, but if we can put that on here.
Right.
Sometime December is what we're aiming at.
Early December.
I'm not exactly available in January, so if you don't do it in December, I would like it while I'm here.
Yeah, the only issue I have is I have the PERS obligation in December, so I am. And then the next week I will be gone for personal issues. So the next week is my first availability in December, the third week of December. And I had asked staff if they would consider doing a Thursday or an evening WBS that third week, because I won't be able to be back by first thing in the morning. I'm trying, but.
Okay, got it.
I think that there's know one, including Sarah, that has the longevity of perspective of some of the challenges that we've experienced with wildlife images. There's been positives with the BLM. They renewed our lease agreement at Lake Selmec. But just the management ongoing through two different district directors who have to check with everybody up this, the chain of command through, you know, the secretary's office of
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Do something before they can make a decision. This wildlife images deal's been going on for well in excess of 10 years, if not closer to 15. And so I don't know if, and I hate kicking the can.
It's bringing home.
Yeah.
Let's bring it home. So we'll work around probably your schedule, and your schedule are probably the most.
Well, we've got them.
And challenging.
It's something I think we need to hammer out today.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Things are needing to line up.
We just have the hearing in Salem all the first week.
Right, booked.
Yeah. And the second week I had a trip planned that I...
Well, you don't actually, just for this presentation, have to be there if you don't want to. I mean, I'm not sure if it's vital that you're there. I don't think that you're going to be answering questions other than, do you support the concept of trying to refine ownership of...
Yes.
Reducing the joint. You have your perspective, which is codified in this letter, that you're supportive of this. Past that, you know, unless you just want
I just can't control being in two places for the county at once.
Indeed, and yeah.
I know, it's hard. I can try, but...
It's crazy.
Stoll and I did talk about that while you were last week, so let's engage on that, and I'll give you the latest.
Okay, you two work it out, and we'll go with that.
And I agree. I don't have to be there, but if you want the full support of the...
I do, for sure.
It would be the third week before I could provide it.
You guys make a quorum of the next board. I don't. That's all I have.
Excuse me, can I ask a question?
No.
Did you guys just... No.
No.
Afterwards.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
Moving on to... Any more questions on four?
Oh.
Okay. Item number five, draft order 2018-XXX to the matter of administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis. Policy G-15, incumbent weather.
The board...
Can I ask a question? Everybody gets to ask a question. He's no different.
He knows. Okay. The board reviewed this earlier this year, this HR proposed policy, and then directed HR to send it out to the managers and collect feedback. The managers have provided abundant feedback from what I was able to discern from the watching the, I think everyone was actually on the list. Maybe, I don't know if the commissioners were on. Like, okay, we're not on that. All right. So, well, I am not the most qualified to really synthesize. He was the one who requested to put this on the agenda. So
I was in the manager meeting where it was discussed, and I can verify that the feedback they gave in that meeting is what's represented here. There was a couple edits they recommended that I see are done. But essentially, just a couple tweaks of words that they did, and I see those are reflected here. So this didn't make it through the manager's feedback. So.
Yeah.
One of the important points that I thought, having been in a position to do these things, is clarity for the next person of, like, what are my criteria? When should I have to make this decision? Who should I talk to? You know, there's a potential for somebody to get this responsibility and really not know anything about it. So this should clarify by 5 o'clock or whatever in the morning, you should have a decision. Late starts are never just 2-hour delay. It's an 11-hour start or whatever. I'm not saying what they should be. I'm just saying.
I don't believe those questions have been answered in this policy. It does not define times. It does not define a time frame that it's announced or late starts.
So when you're doing this and you're over here, you're just making it up. And you're like, well, I don't know what to do. What should I do? Try to refine it so that person says, okay, I need to make a decision.
Well, when I sat through the meeting, the first one that I went to, I thought it was a pretty good proposal to say that the Josephine County office, the courthouse, will be open every day no matter what, and that individual offices, depending on their staff and where they're coming from and so on and so forth, but I just don't, if a weather event is severe, the Board of County Commissioner or on-call Commissioner Quorum is available and may declare closure of the county offices. If they're open, if they're just considered open all the time, that makes it really, really simple, and you don't have to, not on one person, a board, or the on-call person to try to figure out who that person is at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're living out in, say you're out at the ranch, and you've got a foot and a half of snow, but in here it doesn't. If it's a standard thing that the courthouse is open, then we don't need to address what the courts are doing, because they can't come back on us and say, you can't do that. We don't need to ask how that works out with their schedule, because the courthouse is open every day. Now, whether anybody gets here or not, that remains to be seen.
It's closed
but at
on
least,
Friday.
But it has to do with the courts more than day operation.
It's
day
closed on Friday.
Hmm?
It's closed on Friday.
Not always.
They've switched
no,
to
the 23rd.
Oh, the 23rd.
They
are closed,
over
yeah.
To the other.
The family, they moved it to the other building.
And they can prepare for that one time a year, but I mean, we're talking yeah. Inclement weather here.
It says all court activities will be 8 to noon.
It's
a
court
like
building,
yeah.
Which is the courthouse.
Correct.
They have courts over there, though.
I know. What I'm saying is they just closed it.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that. Did I do that? Did you do that?
But
I think it's
I'm
a standard
down.
Holiday observed by the county already.
Yeah.
I'm starting with C, D, E, and F, and G, and... You know, I think all of those can be just basically eliminated if you follow.
After feedback from the managers, I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
And from what I understand, the meeting you attended after you left, they changed everything that was talked about the time you were there. And this is how come you have this product in front of you the way you do. Is because the reality is there's going to be times that the commissioners actually do have to make a decision. And
exactly. It's nice, it would be great, but I don't see it playing out in real world that way.
If I can't safely travel in this town in my Prius, you know it's not safe anywhere outside of this town because I get the best weather in town. And if I can't travel safely, why are we asking people to risk their lives to
I'm
come
not
to
asking
work?
Them to, that's what I'm saying. They don't have
Here's
they
the thing,
have.
People don't all have pay time off because of medical and various other things.
So it's
we
a deal
people.
I'm going to risk safety because I'm not going to get paid?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
We have that issue right now that if it's not paid for by the county, we have people that will come in no matter what because they don't have the time to spend. And that was some of the feedback the managers provided in that meeting. That we also decided that it was important to define which essential functions have to be open that have time frames because, for instance, community corrections has to be open. If somebody was taken in custody, they have so long to report. The courts have so long to report. Sheriff's Office, Public Works, some of those essential functions. But there's plenty of essential, plenty of functions that could go a day closed without, you know, various things. But anyhow, that was the feedback.
Did we look at any other counties? We're not the only one who has to deal with this issue.
I don't know. The only thing I heard is Jackson County is always open. But that's the only county I've heard referenced.
I haven't seen a policy that says that it's anecdotal. I think we have to wait till JJ. It doesn't have to be done today. It's not an essential
nope.
service. It has to stay open.
Okay. So we got to wait for... JJ, like I said,
he's ready to go, but she wants to strip out the other stuff. And she's good to go with the draft. You read it? You're good.
I don't think it answers the things you said, though.
My stuff was helpful, but it may not be. I know that when I was looking 3 days without a quorum of the board, and I was thinking, sure would be nice if I had like a drop dead of
mm-hmm.
6
right.
o'clock in the morning to tell people, because I was trying to make the decision, you know, it's best information I could gather from. Wrote, well, if we just wait another half an hour, somebody will come back from that and they'll report on what it is. I got to make a decision, man. It's 7 o'clock. People are already halfway to work. Something like that. So, that's not important if you guys are going to stay open.
I don't understand the payroll part of it. I mean, I guess that... There are people that are that close to the edge, but I'm not going to risk my neck if I from the private sector gets paid. If you go to work, you get paid. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. And I'm not going to risk my well-being, which is putting my whole family at risk, just because I need one more day of pay or I don't have that day of pay because I already took it. or whatever.
No employee gets any time off the first 6 months they're here.
So
if they were told, you have to choose for your own safety whether you come in or get paid or not for that day, they're going to come in. And if their life is lost because they came in.
We're going to talk about potential liabilities in public session. And you guys should know that. 2 years in, you're lining out a strategy that's defining.
And thus why managers gave different feedback to allow alternatives.
We'll coordinate with HR, put it on the future agenda.
Yeah, let's find out from JJ where all this came from, all right?
Just a future agenda, he'll.
Well, maybe it would be good to see what the other 35 counties are doing, more than just what Jackson County is doing.
I mean, we've got inclement weather counties in Deschutes and all over this state. How do they handle?
They have different issues. Well, look at Portland, they closed down. Did we have some?
So we want to look into other counties?
Sorry, that was funny.
We do. I will pass that along.
Not only did Portland close down when we had snow, they made everybody pay the rent of everybody that missed work for 2 weeks. Okay, sorry. I'll go there.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
Welcome to socialist Portland. Anyway, go ahead. Hey, sir, you got that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alrighty. So, item number six, any additional subjects or matters for commissioners?
So I guess I was just trying to clarify what was going on with the marijuana hearing next week because of the amount of people that showed up was greater than what Ambassador holds. The sound situations, the other room of Floral Building was available next week, and Rogue Valley RVDT, you know, whoever the sound people used to be, the PBS people, were available to transmit, and they have the equipment to do it better than we did. So there were options, but from what I can gather, it's been noticed that we'll be at Ambassador.
I would sooner be at Ambassador. I think, how many people does Ambassador hold?
140-something.
And I don't know whether we had.
We had over 200 chairs set out, and most of the chairs were full, and there were people standing around the room.
The feedback I got was that it looked very amateurish. Because it was, you know, I mean, the microphone batteries went out right towards the end of the it just wasn't set up right. We kept getting feedback through the speakers and so on and so forth. And I just thought it didn't look very professional. I don't know as where we're going to have the exact same amount of people or less. I mean, for Pete's sake, we've been hearing this thing over and over and over again forever.
Every hearing.
I would rather go to Ambassador. I'm going to vote for Ambassador, but you're the other commissioner that's involved in this particular process. So.
Well, it doesn't matter what I vote. It's been announced that it's going to be an Ambassador.
The deadline came. Yeah, we had to get direction from them. Yeah. So we just asked the board, where are you coming down? And then from the board's office before the deadline, that was where it came down.
So our equipment next door at Ambassador is currently not working. So IT is contracting with. What's the people in Ashland that do the city council stuff?
That's a really good question. It's been so long.
It's the RV something or rather.
Ask him. He still has the contract.
Who does your meetings? Keith, RV.
Keith was in this morning and he said that.
Okay, whatever the agency is that does the the broadcasting.
I know his name.
They're doing our broadcasting tomorrow for us.
That's RVTV, right?
Yes, RVTV. There we go. They're doing the meeting for us tomorrow because our equipment broke. So though we moved it back, we still can't provide the service.
And Keith was in this morning and said that there is some kind of board and that it will be here. That was his answer.
Okay. I'm just saying what John told me a little bit ago. And that's fine, but that's we have that alternate available for meeting outside. And if we're not wanting to use them, then we need to have the equipment appropriate to do meetings. Appropriate for the size of the venue of the meeting place, same as the state of the county. We need to have it set up in a way that the equipment is appropriate to broadcast or use RVTV if we need to, like we used to, for those special meetings because they do have the equipment to cover it.
Do we know how much they charge to do it just in one meeting?
Well, tomorrow is going to cost us $700 or $800. and the one out of the fairgrounds would cost $2,500. It's not cheap.
That's why I stopped doing it. People want to know and come. That's expensive.
Okay, well, we're at
Ambassador. I think we should have the appropriate equipment for us to handle ourselves, but
that's not cheap either.
No, it's not.
And it'll be outdated before we probably come across another instance where we need it.
Can we postpone this conversation to a time?
I just brought it up because it's our only meeting before the hearing next week.
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to verify, was it determined?
I was Jimmy Gratcorn. And so I think they deferred to the chair's position on that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
One-to-one.
Yep.
Deferred to him.
Yep.
I didn't really. My thought was, is there maybe less people at the second hearing, which we typically see. But if it's going to change, people want to show up for what happens for the final product of it. So there's I already went, I told them what I wanted, but some people.
So far, every marijuana hearing we've had has gone to 1 p.m. It doesn't matter how many people are, we go to 1 p.m.
Okay.
Today is Monday, November 19th, 2018, and at 1:31, the Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items.
Sign that letter to Darren.
Item 7A is on-track settlement communication, or S192-6402F. Item B is Niedmeyer versus Josephine County, U.S. Ninth Circuit Court Case number 18-35743. ORS 192.6602H. Item C is confidential member to the Board of County Commissioners dated 11/13/18 regarding public notice requirements. ORS 192.6602F. Item D is draft Josephine County Airport commercial ground lease with Southern Oregon Air Academy, SOAA. ORS 192.6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 1:32. Back in session at 2:43 p.m.
And Mr. Chair, item number 7A, on-track settlement communications. I propose that we authorize legal counsel to respond on behalf of the county with our own proposed settlement agreement. With the outlined terms as discussed in the executive session.
Mm-hmm.
Item 7B is the Niedmeyer versus Josephine County, and that issue, I would encourage the board to authorize legal counsel to pursue this issue in the Ninth Circuit, where we have been petitioned to potentially appear and argue, and we continue to do that on that case.
Do we need a motion to say that?
No.
Okay.
Authorization. When we're expending funds or doing something like that, changing policy. Item number 7C is confidential memo to BCC on the Southern Oregon Air Academy. Negotiations are pursuing. I think we're going to be in the home stretch before the end of the year, which would be a good goal to have a lease agreement ready to sign with the county and Southern Oregon Air Academy. So I don't think that there's anything other than to pursue the negotiations, as you guys have been doing a really good job so far. Thanks for whittling down all those points and making it happen. Both schedules are really busy.
Did you skip C?
It was just an update.
Okay.
The public notice?
I didn't have any direction.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. With that, item number 8, any additional subject matters?
Yeah. Looks like HR is here.
Oh,
sorry.
No, stay open.
We have to open that back up.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened.
That's our notes.
It's a substandard. I received. We have two things that I need to talk about. I think the calendar is one thing. Let's do that one first. There's Commissioner Morgan needs to switch. She needs more time coming back on the third weekly business session of the month to make that. I propose we make that an evening session. It affords you the opportunity to.
What day is that?
It's the December 21st. No,
the 12th and the 19th.
12th and the 19th.
December 19th.
If we move the one on the 12th to the morning, you're afforded the whole opportunity to be involved in the master plan at the Grants Pass Airport. And then if we go to the 19th, Commissioner Morgan can attend if it's an evening weekly business session. There's some minor adjustments on the calendar for other things. The ONC meeting, we're going to be afforded an opportunity to do admin. That Thursday, it doesn't start on the 4th of December. No.
6th, December 6th.
It doesn't start till 4 p.m. So it's 2 hours of travel time, 3 hours for a buffer, get there and stuff. We have time for the full admin. That was something I was thinking we were going to have to cancel because it was... I say we cancel general discussion on the 4th of December.
Okay.
You're not going to be here. I don't anticipate either of us to have been traveling back from the leadership summit in Portland.
Not by that time, no.
No, not going to make it. So we need to reschedule those on the 4th of December.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had. I think that's all.
The one thing I'd bring up that morning, neither of you will be back. I'll let them know. The Business Education Partnership meeting is...
What was that?
It's on mine. It kind of goes with regional solutions and rural workforce and all of those. It's in Grants Pass that morning. However, I've already let them know I was not able to attend.
There's a bunch of people probably who are going to be at the Business Leader Summit. Right?
Correct. They're unable to cancel my registration, but they can transfer it to... Commissioner-elect Darren Fowler, if he were able to attend, if the board doesn't have any objection to that.
Is that December 7th?
No, Monday, December 3rd is you'd go up Sunday night for an all-day Monday at Portland. It was initially started by Senator Wyden, is that correct? Supposedly.
For everything?
Yeah, well, you know. But basically to bring Oregon leadership together around the business topic. And you got state legislators, federal legislators, and
some years
community.
It's great, some years it's terrible.
True.
Yes,
it's a one-day thing.
It was great.
Certainly be willing if that's the decision of the board.
Yeah. It was great 3 years ago. And kind of living
on
that. Yeah,
we are due. No, it is separate than the ONC meeting on Friday, which, yeah. They invite the elect as well to attend that because it's an annual meeting. It happens once a year.
Yeah, everybody's...
So you go up Thursday night for that. So it is a busy week.
Sure. There's a bylaws change for the ONC board that I'm proposing. The board has endorsed it. It's affording every county who pays dues to the ONC Association to be afforded a position on the board. So the only election required at this annual meeting, if those bylaws are approved by the membership, is the executive committee. There's a treasurer secretary position, a vice chair that I serve in and have for 3 years, and then the president's position, chairs. And so those will be the only three up for election if the bylaws are changed, which I think they're going to go for. The other one is there's an application, an economic development request. I haven't read it yet, but I have a copy for everybody. Just the meeting of a quorum, and it's for Jubilee Baseball Field to improve safety and wheelchair access. I thought it would probably, I don't know that I'm where I'm at on this, so far I'm supportive, but it would be spending part of the remaining funds from the Josephine County, Cape Junction, Illinois Valley County building revenues. There's probably about $120,000 left after the appropriation for the lighting and security.
But we don't want to forget the Selma Center that we also have been talking about.
Yeah, that's 5 or 10, so even with that, I think there's 70. Even with this, I think there's $75,000 remaining, so it should be plenty. In conversation with Mayor Fowler, elect, that I don't know how much that budget's going to be, but you had a meeting with them on Saturday.
Yeah, it looked like it was lower than 15.
So I think there's room.
Okay, as long as we can do both,
I think there's capacity. They need an answer for this. There's state Little League funding available that they'll match dollar for dollar with the amount that this organization has in the bank as of December 31st.
They did get funding towards this from Rotary this year with the Duck Derby.
That's a pretty hefty bill.
Yeah.
Well, they want 50, and I'm trying to figure out where 50 comes from down below. because wheelchair access for players, spectators is $27,000. Walking path is 10. What are they including in this? Of course, I haven't read around it.
Yeah, let's take some time to take a look at it and stuff. The total project cost is $253,000.
Yeah, so. I get that. But they want $50,000 in that. The title up here on top is Safety and Wheelchair Access Project.
So I would write the
And I didn't know where install new field lights for city and Little League night games is part of Wheelchair Access Project.
They have, as you can see here, their light poles are in the outfield. Okay. So as people are playing, they run out in the outfield and run into poles when they're kind of catch a fly ball. And they have softball tournaments out there. So that's the safety component, is move the light poles to the outside of the fence.
Nobody hits the ball that far. I'm just kidding. I've seen windshields be shattered.
And as far as the wheelchair access, there's ADA components there. I don't know what all it is, but
it's probably a lot.
I don't have any problem with giving them $50,000, but I just didn't know where $50,000 was in this list down here. I don't have a problem with $50,000.
I don't think that we're buying something specific. We can attribute that $50,000 okay. proportionally to every other element that's on there. It's however you want to dice it.
Well, I think they need to, and I'm sure they have a priority list. Just put $50,000 towards their list, whatever it is.
That's
this list here. Buy. And I don't, like I say, I just try to figure out if they had something earmarked for $50,000, it didn't add up. So it's fine, whatever they want to do with it.
Great. Well, whatever we need from Mr. Brandt, he's the project leader on this with the Ivy Can Do. We can have him come in and maybe how long those things. I know he's got this dialed in, so he can answer your question probably pretty well. I'm okay. happy to invite him in to a meeting of the board, general discussion.
Well, I don't know whether it might be a good idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. You want
to
talk
no,
about
it'd be
it.
Great to put
I'd
a
spend an hour with him on this thing. He'd yeah. love to talk about it. He's happy he'd be here today. Okay. If I'd
maybe
him,
that
so.
Maybe that's what we ought to do, and that'll be the new board by then, and wherever we go.
Well, okay. I wouldn't mind doing it before the end of the year.
All right. Whatever you want to do. I was just curious.
I think it's a good question. You want to know where it goes. So I'll make that happen. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Morgan?
I'm good at this time. Okay. I think we've covered just about everything that.
With that.
I should just give you a heads up. We've been meeting with the branding website folks all day.
Great.
And we'll have a wrap-up meeting at 4 o'clock. So okay. we'll be bringing stuff back to you when we get it.
Okay, and I'm off to IV to the airport. Then we are adjourned at 2:53 p.m. Thank you.